Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. In our last episode, we heard how Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen were about to set sail for a cruise around the world on the Clara M, last of the old clipper ships. After Kent and Jimmy left Editor White to go aboard the boat, Teak Barnaby, a one-legged sailor, called on White and attempted to buy the Clara M at any price. Turned down, Barnaby stormed from the office. Meanwhile, at the waterfront, Clark Kent and Jimmy discover that Captain Hawkins of the Clara M is having trouble signing on a crew. For some strange reason, men refuse to sail on the Clara M. Kent and Jimmy leave, and then, on their return, find that a crew has been signed. Listen.
Aye, Mr. Kent. As fine a cruise you'd want to see anywhere. The first mate's actually been in sail back in the old days. You'll want to know him. I'll call him over. You mustn't mind his looks, and I wouldn't pay too much attention to his leg.
His leg?
Aye. It's wooden, you see. Made of teak wood. Oh, here he comes now. Mr. Barnaby. Mr. Barnaby, over this way.
Holy mackerel, Mr. Kent. Look at that. A real wooden leg.
You wanted me, sir?
Aye, mister, I did. I want to make you acquainted with Mr. Kent and young Jimmy Olsen. Mr. Kent is the reporter I told you about, who's going to write that series of articles about the last voyage of the Clara M.
Pleasure, Mr. Barnaby.
Well, it is that, matey. So we're to have a lad aboard, too, are we?
Aye, sir, I'm coming, too.
Then keep your ears open and your eyes peeled, laddie, and you'll learn a lot. Blow me down if a voyage in an old windjammer like the Clara M ain't the finest education a boy can have.
I'll try to learn, sir.
Mr. Barnaby, we'd best be underway. There's a freshening breeze, and we can just catch the tide if we're quick about it.
Aye, sir. We'll weigh anchor. Man the windlass! Man the windlass!
Holy mackerel, what a voice.
The first mate on an old windjammer needs a good pair of lungs, laddie.
It would appear that way.
Great sail! Great sail! Put your backs into you, you crawling catfish. On the line there, you. All together now. Heave! Hey, lay, you up in the mainsail. Up to it, man. Square away there. Square away. Cutter me for a Chinese pirate. I've yet to see the likes of such a crew.
Gosh, mister, can't listen to him.
Your sails are filling, Mr. Barnaby.
Aye, yes, sir. You on the wheel there. That's the answer?
Aye, sir.
Well, we're on the way, sir.
Take over, Mr. Barnaby. Your course is due south.
Aye, aye, sir.
And so, with the mysterious peg-leg Mr. Barnaby aboard, the Clara M set sail on her last voyage around the world. Sails billowing in a spanking breeze, she cuts the water southward bound. Night falls over the sea, and in the cabin of Captain Hawkins, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen sit down to their first dinner aboard ship.
Oh, gosh, I'm so hungry I could eat a whale.
Well, dig in, lad, dig in.
Well, there's an extra plate set, I see, Captain.
Aye. Mr. Barnaby will be along shortly.
He's a strange sort of man, Captain.
Aye, aye, he is, but you'll find many a queer one at sea, Mr. Kent.
He seems pleasant enough, but there's something in the way he looks at you. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Sounds like him coming now.
Aye, it's Barnaby, all right.
Ahoy, mate.
Come, Barnaby.
Well, lad, how are you finding your first meal at sea?
It sure is exciting. Gosh, with the creaking of this old ship and those oil lamps swinging back and forth above us, why, it's like a scene out of a movie.
That it is.
Fog clearing any, Mr. Barnaby?
No, it's thickening, and that's a fact. Making up soupy, I'd say. I've given orders to use the horn if it gets any thicker.
Aye. Well, you seem quiet, Mr. Kent.
Hmm?
Not saying much.
Oh, I've been wondering ever since we sailed, Captain. Can't quite understand how you managed to sign on a crew in such quick time. Especially when you'd been having such trouble getting a crew before.
Well, as I explained to you, Mr. Barnaby and the rest of the men came along at that precise moment, all looking for berths.
Aye, a piece of luck, I'd say. Well, this is the first I've heard of you having trouble signing on a crew, Captain.
Yeah, a little, not much.
Well, I'd lay most of them had heard the rumor about the Clara M.
Rumor? Well, what kind of a rumor, Mr. Barnaby? Gosh, what's that?
That's a foghorn, lad. Fog must be thickening. Well, now, as to that rumor...
You'd best leave off that, mister. It's nothing but waterfront gossip.
I am therefore harmless to the lad. You see, lad, every ship has its superstition attached to it. And the Clara M is no exception.
What sort of a superstition, Mr. Barnaby?
You haven't heard about the Whistler?
The Whistler?
Aye, lad. Oh, tain't much to tell. The legend has it that many years ago, the first mate, like myself, had a fondness for whistling. Whistle like a bird, he could. He could always tell when he was about, for he was never done whistling. Well, as the legend has it, he had taken the wheel one night in a howling gale. One of them nights when the sea's kicking up, hurling wave after wave over the decks. Well, lad, the first mate took the wheel that night and was never heard from again.
What happened to him?
Well, there's some who say he was washed overboard, and some who say he just vanished. But every sailorman's agreed that he still sails in spirit with a Clara M, and that sometime you can hear him whistling.
Gosh. There goes that foghorn again. Do you believe the Whistler still sails on the Clara M, Mr. Barnaby?
Of course not, of course not. A silly superstition, lad. Nothing more, nothing more.
Why did you sign on for this trip, Mr. Barnaby?
Well, Mr. Kidd, I needed a berth, and I take no stock in superstitions.
Does the Whistler come at any time, Mr. Barnaby, or does his whistle mean something?
Well, lad, you said...
Mr. Barnaby, I've had enough of this stupid talk.
Why, sir, I was
that
nearly...
That will be all, mister.
Aye, sir. More potatoes, lad?
No, thank you.
Wait.
Gosh. It's the Whistler.
Nonsense, lad. It's just
whoever's whistling is standing right outside on deck. I suggest we...
Wait, matey. He's moving off. Come on, follow me. If it's one of the crew, I want to know about it. Are you coming, Captain?
Aye, I'll come. But it's nothing but Tommy Rot, I tell you. Tommy Rot.
Seems to be off down the deck there, toward the bow.
Come along.
Oh, can't see your hand in front of you, Miss Fogg. Whoever's whistling is getting farther away all the time.
Let's hurry, mate. We don't want to lose him.
Gosh, with this fog and that strange whistling up ahead, why should anybody be whistling at a time like this?
It may be a warning, lad.
A warning?
Oh, now I've done it when I've had orders from Captain Hawkins to say never a word.
You mean that whistling may be a warning of something about to happen?
Aye. Just said, mate, that when you hear the whistler... Wait. It's gone. I don't hear it any longer.
Neither do I. It seems to...
Help!
What's that?
Help!
Cry for help. Behind us. Where's the captain?
He must have dropped back. Come along, lad. Here's the
carriage. Right with you.
You may be right with him, Jim. This is beginning to look more and more like a job for Superman.
I got a feeling Captain Hawkins went overboard, and I'd better check on that right now. Good thing my eyes can pierce this fog. Strange things happening on board this ship. Very strange. Wait. There he is, floundering in the water, astern of us. Only one thing to do, skim out over the water and bring him back here on deck before he knows what's happened to him. Up, up, and away!
Mr. Kent, where are you?
This way, Jimmy. Mr. Barnaby, I found the captain.
What happened to him?
What'd you like to know? You're wringing wet.
I must have slipped and gone over the rail.
Yeah, well, perhaps you were pushed.
No, I fell.
But holy mackerel, if you fell overboard, how'd you get back on deck?
I don't know. Somehow, I remember someone holding me up in the water. Then and everything went black.
Why? I'd best take you below, sir. Come along. I'll give you a hand.
Need any help, Mr. Barnaby?
Oh, no. I can manage. I'll take care of you. Have no fear. There you are. Right. There.
What do you make of all this? Whistler and then Captain Hawkins falling overboard.
I don't know, Jimmy. One thing I do know. I don't think Captain Hawkins fell overboard.
Huh?
No sea captain ever fell off a ship. A deliberate attempt was made on his life, and he knows it, yet he tried to pretend otherwise.
Gosh, that doesn't make sense.
That's not the only thing that doesn't make sense. There's something strange about Captain Hawkins signing on this crew. There's something strange about our first mate, Mr. Barnaby.
But what?
I don't know, Jimmy. I'm going to make it my business to find out. Yes, seven bells, but all is not well. Not well at all.
What is the strange mystery aboard the Clara M? What truth is there to the legend of the Whistler? Strange and exciting adventures await our friends aboard the old clipper ship. So be sure to hear the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.